Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
More Mercedes in the Morning, now on Mix 94.1.
I had to do a walk of shame yesterday. I was so embarrassed. Have you ever had to do just an embarrassing walk of shame where, whether it is like, you know, the morning after and you're in your same clothes from the night before, or maybe you got into a fight with your spouse and you slam the door shut and then you realize your purse is in the room and you have to go back in.
You got to get the car keys to the car.
Oh, my gosh. So yesterday I ran to the grocery store. I had to get a couple of things. And I grabbed my purse, my little crossbody bag, and I just ran out the door. So I go, I get my couple of things and I put them on there, and then I go to pay. I open up my purse and I'm like, oh, my God. Gosh, I grabbed the wrong purse. I switch bags like usually on the weekends. I have a bigger bag that I carry during the week, but during the weekends I have just like my crossbody, and I'll usually take my wallet and put it in there, and then when I switch back I put my wallet in the other one. Well, I never made the switch, or I did make the switch back and I didn't realize it. So I had no wallet in my purse. So I'm looking, all I had was like a compact, a couple of Lifesavers mints, and like my keys. And that was it. And I was just like, oh. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't have my wallet. And the lady looks at me. She's like, I'm sorry. Like, not that I expected her to do anything. I was like, oh, well, I guess I'll have to come back. And she's like, okay, do you want me to hold these? And I'm like, it's fine. I was so embarrassed. I just walked right through and walked out with nothing in my hands. I was like, oh. Here's the thing, though. I get to my car, I get in there, and I'm just like trying to figure out how I could do this. And I realize I have Apple Pay on my phone. I was like, oh, I could have used my Apple Pay. And so for a brief second, I was like, should I just go back in and get it? I was too embarrassed to go back in. So I did it. I told my husband, like, hey, can you pick up these things tonight? Because I can't do it. I can't go back in. I'm so embarrassed.
There's that moment of, we've been in that situation where you open up your purse, you check your pant pockets, your wallet's not there. Oh, that is the worst.
It was so
you had just checked out. Your total is $28.52. And you start looking, and that's when you realize, oh, no.
Oh, and you know what? I was even more embarrassed that the people behind me were there going to offer for me. And that would have been a kind gesture, but I didn't want them to offer for me because I was so embarrassed. Mm-hmm. So I was just trying to keep everything quiet. I'm like, oh, you know what? I think I left my wallet in my other purse. Okay, I'm going to run home and get it. I'll get it. She's like, do you want me to leave and hold these for you? And I was like, no, it's fine. It's fine.
Don't talk to me.
Please, no. Have you ever had to do a walk of shame? What was your personal walk of shame? I was just so embarrassed. I actually don't want to go back. She probably forgot me in 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I'm so embarrassed that I can't show my face there, at least for another 2 weeks.
Let's make Mercedes feel better. Yeah, we can make you feel better by sharing our walk of shames that we've had. I remember when we were in Wyoming 2 summers ago, we were staying in these really cool cabins, and they're identical cabins. They all have these little porches out front, and we were outside on our porch with Jax, and these kids came walking by playing with a ball, and Jax got excited and jumped off the porch to go after the ball. Get super excited. And then he kind of panicked and realized, like, oh, no, I'm away from my parents. I don't know who these kids are. And we're calling him and going, Jax, Jax. And he starts to run back, but he runs to the cabin next to us where there's a guy out there getting a grill ready to start grilling. And he runs up, and that's when he realizes that, oh, no, this is not my family. Who is this? And Laura goes running over to get him, and Jax, out of nervousness, just starts peeing everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
On the porch. Just going to town. He's like, no. So Laura has to go over and get him. And now there's this guy, and he has his friends inside his cabin who are getting ready to barbecue. And their deck, their patio, is covered with our dog's urine. So she brings Jax over. I'm like, I'm so sorry. We'll come clean it up.
Did you go clean it up?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That walk of shame going back and then leaving after that.
Well, we go inside. And oh. I turn to Laura, and I try to be the best husband possible. But I looked at her, I said, I am not doing that. There's no way I am walking over there. And she's like, oh, I'll do it. I'll do it. And she took towels from our cabin, goes over. And I did walk out on our deck, and it's maybe 10 feet away. And there's Laura, like, on her hands and knees wiping up the urine. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, man. He's like, oh, don't worry about it. It's cool. But there they are the rest of the night. They're sitting in his urine, eating in his urine. I couldn't look at that couple for the rest of the week we were there. It was awful.
I would have been absolutely mortified.
It was awful.
That is, I mean, what your dog, it's like, come on, dog, you should know better. Do it on our porch.
I know.
You know.
He just had that moment of panic where he realized, this is not my dad. This is not my porch.
Just got a text here. It says, I forgot my wallet, or I forget my wallet every time I go to the store because I have so many kids. Yeah, kids will like suck away your memory. It's unreal, like how you totally forget to do the most menial things just because you have kids. It's really embarrassing.
But in your situation too, you feel like all eyes are on you. The people behind you in line, the cashier, all of a sudden you feel like every the cashier's looking at, that girl forgot her wallet down there.
And it felt like it was happening in slow motion too. I was just like, don't talk. Please don't make a big deal out of it. That was I didn't want anyone to feel sorry for me. I didn't want them to be like, well, we can help you. No, I just forgot my wallet, please.
You speed off.
Oh, I was so, and like when I realized that I could have paid when I was in my car, it was just like my pride took over. I couldn't get myself to walk back in there. This one said, my buddy built like an offensive lineman. We're at Six Flags and they can't click the seat harness. He said, just let me die. And then he has to get off. Oh, you can't ride the ride. You can't click. I'm
poor
so sorry.
Guy.